Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from, to all our listeners all over the world, Japan, Sweden, Canada, United Kingdoms, welcome in. It is Find It Out Friday, and our topic today is going to be the importance of me time. I'm going to repeat that again, the importance of me time. This show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that helps you reach your goals in education, workshops, training, higher ed. But we focus on our youth here. We'd like to bring you in. This is going into health and wellness. We are making that change. We're taking care of ourselves so we can do thorough research because, you know, things are getting ready to ram up out here. Yeah, those elections are coming up. And next week, we'll have some interesting topics for you and some interesting people coming on. But before we go, you know, taking care, good care of our health is most important. In particular, it is vital for those who are advanced in years to get sufficient rest to avoid becoming fatigued. Sleep is the best medicine. I also hope you will put your wisdom to work and find various ways to improve and maintain your health. And today, we're going to talk about getting yourself together, taking up that me time so that you can continue to go out there, so we can shine like the sun and we can build relationships. With an eye, come on, I'm going to put this out. I'll mention it again before we close. The Black Women for Wellness. That is the organization that Stephanie Haynes is, our host that comes on to tell us Tuesday and give us all that good health information. We'll be having a workshop on relationships July 20th, 11 o'clock a.m. I'm going to give you the website. Go to www.bwla.org. Look for that event. Register. Go in. You don't want to miss out on any of that. And it's going to be titled Relationships in the Black Community. It will be in person and virtual. So we're going to get going here. And when you take that me time for yourself, it's very important. I'm going to play this for you. Listen to it. Listen to it. People will be saying this to you. Welcome in to Find It Out.
It's been a while, I'm not who I was before. You look surprised, your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. A brave, brave girl, try. It took one too many excuses, one too many lies. Don't be surprised, don't be surprised. If I talk a little louder, if I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller, I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long.
Alicia spent some me time with herself. You know, I had a call in. I have persons that call in when I pop questions out there. Angela called in, and I said, Angela, what do you do for your me time? And she said her me time was walking. And Britton backed her up and said, her me time is writing. My me time is spending quality time with myself, baby. That's in my affirmations. And you know, it's okay to do so. So we have Tiffany with us, Tiffany with an I, see it, change it, correct it, and complete it. And she's going to come in and give us her version on what she found out about the importance of me time today. Tiffany with an I, welcome in. We love you. It is Find It Out Friday. What did you find out?
Well, hello there. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Hey,
really
thank you for being here.
Well, you asked what I found out of for our topic of the me time. Well, you know, I actually do read when it comes to some me time, right? So there's a number of things that I do. I meditate. And I really appreciate, I will say this, with having Stephanie do her rituals or telling us how to take a bath and with the crystals and the salts and the incense and all the stuff that she tells us to do and the oils to calm us down, to get our chakras right, to get our body really in a place where we can give to others. Because that's what me time is to me. It's just filling your cup up so that you can give to other people. And also, like I said, I do a lot of reading, and I was reading a book. And the reason why I love this book, it's called A Radical Awakening. And I love this book because she has a lotus flower on it. I love lotus flowers. So anyway, she's a doctor, I guess, and she talks about, the first chapter she talks about is you, right? Ooh. You being in control of giving time to yourself and doing things on your own and being independent. And most times as women, we don't do that. We see to it that everybody is taken care of, but you don't really do that for yourself. And she's talking about the importance of that. But that's how she starts off the book. But of course it goes into a series of, you know, how to break free and be that empowered person that you are, right? You are called to be. But she just starts with that. And I thought, how interesting that you're going to start that way, because it is so very, very important for people, you know, women, men, or him, her, she, they, to take time, each individual to take time for themselves to really reflect, to meditate and get close to source or God or divine presence, whatever you call it, higher power, because that's when you really will set the tone for how your day is. So for me, I like to take me time during the beginning of each day so that I can set the tone for how my day is going to come out.
Well, I'm a firm believer of that, you know, because we do call ourselves the sun over here. And in order to rise and shine brightly every day, you have to be able to map out that chart, okay, to get up in that sky. So when you're the sun, you don't allow yourself or you don't allow anyone to bend your sun rays. Have you ever seen a bent sun ray? I know I haven't. So I consider myself as the sun, but in order to shine brightly, you have to start your day with you, okay? I don't know. I know that there's persons that have experienced this. When you get up in the morning and you're angry and you leave home angry, you're going to be angry all day because all you're going to attract to you is angry people, okay? So you stay angry. When you take out the time to do whatever you do, as you say, reach out to your high power out there, meditate, whatever you do. I get up in the morning and I look at myself, eyes all closed, and I tell myself how beautiful I am. That's the way I start my day. I'm the first one to tell me about me. Okay, so after I tell me about me, it doesn't matter what you say, okay, because I've already set the pace. Me time is very, very important. And I'm in advancement. Most people don't do it. They're taking care of kids. They're getting to school. They got to get to work on time. They get to work. They have to deal with this. They have to deal with that. Do you ever take out time to just sit down and stare at the sky? That's me time. Whatever you have to do in order to get into you, do it. Okay? I work with my courses in purpose. I have homework assignments, and they look at me like I'm crazy. And I said, I need you to go home, and in the morning, get out in your yard, sit up under a tree, any kind of tree, and just stare up at the sky for about 20 minutes. and write down what you felt after you did that. Bring back that reflection. And that's why we love Stephanie, because she does keep us in balance, you know, with the chakras, with the relationships, with the, anything that we need. All of that is entailed in that me time. And as Britton stated, I don't know if you were on, but Britton likes to write. That's her me time. She relaxes. When I end my day, I end my day with assessing myself. So I write also. I love journals. That's my me time. And when I go into that time, I do not want to be disturbed by anyone, because that's for me. And once we realize, Tiffany, that if we don't take care of ourselves, as you said, you fill up your cup to give to others. If we don't fill up our cup, how are we going to give anything to anybody? How are we going to do that? And each one teaches one here, and we're all here to uplift and inspire each other. But you must start with yourself. And so it is very, very important that you find something or someone or whatever to direct you into your me time. You just don't want to calm down right before you go to bed. You know, most people will, when I get home, I'll rest. Take, for instance, the weekend, long weekend, 4th of July celebration. Persons out there traveling, we're back in now, and welcome back if you made it back, and if you're still traveling, be safe out there. But holidays and celebrations and dealing with family, that's a lot of energy. So once you return, what are you going to do? Are you just going to get up and start the next day? Or are you going to go in and run your lavender bath and burn some candles and smell some aromatherapy scent? I personally like massages. Or go have a massage. You get a massage before you travel, because that relaxes you down. And you get one when you return, because I can guarantee, whether you admit it or not, you ran through different types of energies out there and a whole lot of chaos, okay? If you've just gone from here to 20 miles, when you travel, you're going to have to deal with it. So I wanted to bring that topic up, you know, the importance of me time, because you hit it right on the nose. Most, and especially females, we don't take out that time because we're nurturers. But you have to, and as I mentioned, Black Women for Wellness LA, they're having a symposium on relationships, relationships in the Black community. And that's Stephanie's group. So they will be having that on July 20th. Go to the website, www.wwla.org, and register. It will be in person and it will be virtual. And if you get an opportunity after you get all the location, try to go in person. These are phenomenal women, and they do phenomenal things out there. So me time. A relationship building, me time for you to keep your head straight, me time to stay in balance, and more so me time for what Tiffany with the nice say, to fill up your cup to give to others. Okay, you go always get some more. Once you get the strategy down, once you understand how to do it, you will always light a candle for another person, because when we light candles for others, our path becomes brighter and lighter and wider. So me time for you, if it's not but 10 minutes, you have to start off slow. If you're not used to doing it, take you 10 minutes today. Take you 10 minutes today. Or when you get home and everybody's pulling at you and you have to do whatever your routine is, when you walk in that door, give them a look like, I will be back in 15 minutes, and then I will sit down and speak with you. You have to... take care of you, because you is all that you have. So I brought this topic up. You know, we're not going to be on here too long today, because I know persons are still trying to get ready to clean out last weekend and to round up this weekend. And next week we'll have some interesting persons coming on. You know, we're revving up out here for, you know, there's candidates running. I like to have people come on and tell us a little bit about what they're going to do for us. And we don't wait till 2 days before election day to figure it out. We start ahead of time. So we'll be speaking on that, and hopefully we'll bring in some wellness, some things, since the weather is like it is. So we'll have our a wellness, health and wellness person come on, Gloria Melion. Gloria's been traveling and working with Reb Shah. Sometimes to get her down. So anything that we're presenting to you, believe me, we care and share over here, but it's all for you. Keep that in mind. Would you say, Tiffany, with the knives, is that what we're about here?
Oh, yes, we're about sharing and caring. That's true. You have to be, it depends on how you want to be of service to people.
Yes.
And we are being of service to people. Some people are still of service to people if they have a restaurant, right? You're servicing people and they purchase your, the food that you prepare for them. So depending on how you want to be of service makes a big difference. But be of service. It's nice. I come on, I really enjoy being here. I can't, then, of course, make sure that, I do everything that I need to do so that I can come back on. But this is definitely a way that I serve humanity in sharing and caring on this show. And I'm so appreciative and grateful for that.
Well, we appreciate you, and we love you, and you can get pretty busy because we're all out here in the community doing what we have to do. But our favorite community is our listeners, because those persons who, this is the motto here, persons ask you, well, do you have 10,000 listeners? We don't know. We don't know because we don't care. All we worry about is if it's one person that we have saved from jumping off the bridge, we have taken care of that life. So that's what our focus is here. That's what our vow is here. And as far, especially as giving as much information and putting that education out there to work with our precious youth, okay? Because the youth is not the future. The youth is the present and the way that they're doing things. So, they got more stamina. They got more energy. I tell them all the time, I'm partied out. I have partied enough in my lifetime for 1,000 decades, okay, because I was a partier. Knowing and loving people, they too are out there. But it's a little bit different because now you have to have more awareness. You have to observe your environment. There's so many things that you have to do. But if your body is not in balance and if you're not in tune with yourself, you can slip up. So that's why we talk about the importance of me. It's all about you. It all starts and ends with you. Nothing
that
else out
true.
There. It all starts and ends with you. And if you don't have your health, I don't care. You could be a multi-billionaire. You don't have anything because you're going to spend all those billions on trying to stay alive. So we try to do as much as we can, the way that we can, and bring you as much information as we can. We do it a little bit different here. As we say, we'll talk to you about the planetary facts and the moon and all that. We just bring it. And I know that it is enjoyed and it's appreciated because I get that information back. We do not comment out there. We come on with the show. We do not run naked in the neighborhood. If there's some information or some suggestions, we're always open. Give us a call at 323-769-5879. Leave your question, leave your information, and it will get addressed. If we can't address it on this end, we will not stop until we find that answer for you. So, again, the importance of me time. It begins and it ends with you on a daily basis, and it's time with yourself daily. Because if you don't, you'll be being pulled north, south, east, and west, moving in everybody's energy. And at the end of the day, when you look up, you don't even have enough to walk through your door. Do not get caught up like that. Do not allow yourself to be blown around. And you know what my motto is, those eight winds. You don't want to be a leaf on a tree branch, blowing whichever direction the wind blows. You must take care of yourself. You must do that me time. It begins and it ends with you. I cannot stress that.
It is so important. Yes, it's
yes.
so important. And recently, the other day, I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and she was debating on whether or not she was going to go visit someone. Now, mind you, the visit location is 2 hours away from where she lives. And she says, I'm just exhausted. I don't think that I have, you know, the wherewithal to even go. I said, well, then don't. Just don't
right.
go and take care yeah. of yourself. And it's very, very important. And I also want to say that, you know, you were speaking about earlier of, you know, the number of people. There is a large group of people that listen to this show, and it's surprising because sometimes mm-hmm. I'll talk to you mm-hmm. and I'll ask you a couple questions about what's going on. And, you know, as we grow and continue to grow, it's amazing how we grow with the nature of this show.
okay.
You know, a lot of people, you know, that are really typically into the numbers, really, you know, that's their platform. They're driven by numbers and they have to know the statistics. But I will say that even though, you know, we do have statistics, we're just not driven by that. So we're,
no.
you know, in all these different countries, which I think is so wonderful, and the amount of attention and things that we put, our attention really, like you said, is based on sharing and caring for, you know, our group of listeners and bringing the
yes.
truth, you know, authentically from what we believe and how we feel. So, yeah, well, you've never been one to really drive home the numbers game. But we
I'm
do have a lot
that.
Of listeners, a large group, you know. So, and I really, another thing I like about coming on the show is that thing as well, is that you don't really focus on that. Because I have been on shows
oh, yeah.
myself. I had a show which I was on. Not, you know, and it was so focused on the number of people watching.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
great. But every
mm-hmm.
week we had a conversation on our numbers. So
mm-hmm.
I just chose mm-hmm. a different platform, and I have different platforms in which I speak and talk now. That
mm-hmm.
platform
mm-hmm.
was great, and it's still pretty, you know, it was great then, it's great now. I just don't do as much. But and I've chosen to put myself on platforms where the emphasis is more driven and focused on the people. The
yes.
audience.
Yes, we move with heart. It's about the heart. The numbers or whatever, when you're dealing with human beings, they're not apples and oranges, okay? You don't put a count there. You move from your heart and you deal with the heart. And like I said, when you move and deal from the heart, you don't care. Nobody's out, you know, out here running the competition. We share and we care and we educate. And each one teaches one. And for those who come in and hear, we love it. For those who miss out, guess what? You're missing out on some good stuff, okay? But no, it's not about the numbers here. We do have to keep the lights on. We do different things, but it's all about we move from our heart and we are the most authentic people that you will ever, ever meet. Wouldn't you say, Tiffany, with an eye, when they say authenticity, everybody points their finger at me because I'm authentic, okay? And
that's true. Everyone on here is authentic.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
yeah,
think you would have it any other way, though.
No, I can't have it any other way. You just come and bring it in a way that makes you comfortable, share and care, and educate, okay? Educate whatever it might be, whatever your topic might be. We don't box ourselves in. We share and care. And everything is going on out here. That's why we have Mind for Monday, Till It Tuesday, Think Thursday, and Find It Out Friday. And we'll add on more. Sometimes we double up, switch up. We just don't have we have a structured format, but we're not strict with it. But I'm totally not about the numbers and anything that I do. I'm not about it, because whatever you put out there, whoever grabs it, congratulations to you. And that's in your life, that's when you're moving, that's in anything that you do. See, when you move with your heart, the heart is the one that touches the person, okay? And the voice is what does the work, the heart that opens up the door. So if you move with your heart and continue to move with your heart, and in order to do that, you got to understand me time. You have to understand when that heart is out of balance and it's going across the road somewhere. And you coming out that heart and moving with that ego or that feeling or that whatever, you have to keep yourself in balance so you can take it back to the heart. And the energies and things that persons are going through out here, you have to kind of like, because they'll try to pull you in it. And you have to really, really be in balance. And you can only be in balance only if you know yourself. And in order to get to know yourself, you must put in that me time. Me time is very important. So I'm going to say it again. 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever it might do, staring up at the sky, whatever. You know, just standing in the middle of the park screaming. Whatever you do to take care of you, do it. Because it all begins and ends with you on a daily basis. At the end of the day, you're the only one that you have to deal with. That's you. So why not place emphasis on you? Don't worry about what people say. Don't worry about what they think. How you don't care about what they think? Hell, most of them don't know what they're thinking anyway. Don't worry about if this person doesn't like you. Hell, they don't like themselves, okay? So how you expect them to like you? But when you spend me time with yourself, you'll be able to pick up on that. Be able to keep that beautiful smile on your face and shine and like the bright sun. I tell individuals I'm the sun, and I refuse to allow anyone to bend my ray. And I keep stepping. Sometimes they say it's arrogancy. I don't think so. It's not arrogancy. It's confidence and it's courage. And in order to have confidence and courage, you have to know you. You have to work on you because it's an inside job. Anything that nothing out there is doing nothing for you. Okay, it's you. And if it is somebody out there doing something, you have to be the one to go find them. So it still goes back to you. You know, in different philosophies, they believe different things. But you have to be the one to go into the direction and to find whatever that is that's out there taking care of you. And if you don't know how to do that, you might as well dig a hole and go somewhere else because it's not happening. So thank you, Tiffany, with an eye for bringing that up because that is exactly what we do here. We move from our heart, okay? Not our arrogance, not from our ego, from our heart. And we use our voice because the voice does the work. And the voice is your vote. You know, we're getting ready to crank it up over here. That's not happening until later, but we start way ahead of time. And then what we say, research time,
oh,
pay attention.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Me pay attention time because it's getting ready to get real interesting out here, okay? Your mind is going to be wafting with things that you're going to be, we know how that go, but really, really pay attention. It's coming a different kind of way. So hopefully,
oh, absolutely.
Next week, yeah, it's coming a different way. And things are being done, set up. Just pay attention. And when you pay attention, each one teach one. What I see that maybe you haven't seen, I'm going to mention it. I don't like to really, really get on a big political platform, but that's me too, okay? I'm just like learning how to do it where it blends with everybody. But I can beat that drum. Okay, especially when it comes down to social justice. I'm a social justice person. So the persons that I key into are persons that are going to move in a justice way for the people. Okay? If I see one little crook up in there, it's not going to happen. But pay attention. Start looking now. Don't wait till 2 weeks when everybody gets to flying the banners and making the calls. Start listening, paying attention, asking questions. You want persons that are going to tell you that's going to speak your language. So hopefully next week we're going to get started there. You know, Hans comes on EAPD, which is the largest Democratic club, and he shares with us and he lets us know what's going on. And, you know, and I'm a member of that club, so I haven't actually been sitting at the tables, but volunteer young adults, old adults, whatever. If you don't know what's going on, get with an organization that's moving. Go get your seat at the table. So you cannot find the good information if you're not putting the carrots in the soup, okay? So you have to be there to put the carrots in the soup so you find it firsthand. Back again, that is still a method of the importance of me time. Anything that you do to benefit yourself, to elevate yourself, and to be able to educate others, do it. That's me time. Keep yourself in order. Keep yourself balanced. Stick with us because you know we love you and you want to feel our heartbeat. We have a heartbeat for you over here, louder than any drum that you've ever, ever, ever heard. Okay, we are about the heart. Tiffany, thank you for bringing that up. You know, I don't like to get on that podium, but when I get there, I get there.
I know you're there. And one thing I will add to that is that, you know, sometimes I watch movies. Well, I like movies and that you know, that are upbeat and uplifting and all that, but have a theme to the movie. And I was watching something the other day, and they were talking about, it was political. She was a congresswoman, and she says, the people believe what we tell them to believe. They don't care. And if you think that what they say in movies sometimes is delusional, it's not, because that is the truth of how they think. So when we say do your research, it's because we know, because we personally have sat at tables where people were, you know, these senators and congressmen really believe that, you know, people don't care. So do your research, care about you. It starts with you. Care about the things that matter most to you. Do the research and go out there and vote for what you want, because you can get it. Because there are going to be this new wave of people coming out, wouldn't you agree, that are coming to the table to make sure that the people have what they want. So it's like the guard is changing.
Yes, it is changing, and I'm glad, and we're going to close with that because it's Find It Out Friday. The first thing we're going to say is the importance of me time, understand and understand you. It all starts and ends with you, and start doing your research. Next week, we'll be kicking it off. I've been speaking with some persons because I like to get a head start. I like to get a head start, so once we bring it in, you know, they can start really, really doing their homework to figure out what's happening. Listen, you have to listen. You can tell what a candidate is about by the persons that they surround themselves with. Okay, pay attention to that. I'm giving you a coded secret here. Okay, look at the persons that are surrounding them. That will tell you a lot if you into paying attention. That's one little trick of the trade. Get involved. Work with some organizations that are out there doing, I mean, really doing something, not just putting it down on words and paper, that you see them actually moving. And they are about the communities, and they are about, you know, everything is diversity. You can't have diversity without inclusion, okay? Make sure it's all in there, blended together. Diversity goes with inclusion. And when you say, we're bringing these things, I'm into the school districts, I listen very closely. And you got this going on. Is it for some children? Is it for all children? Okay, pay attention to things like that. That's part of you. That's part of your me time. You know, spend your me time doing your research, clearing your mind, keeping yourself in balance so that we can keep moving forward here and that we can elevate our youth, which is our present here, because they're watching everything that we do. They don't have any storytellers, okay? And this is a new way, a new beginnings of doing everything. So, back again, the importance of me time covers a lot. Tiffany with an I, thank you for coming on with us. We appreciate you. I know it's settling down for a weekend. I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. I might stare at the sun all day. I haven't figured it out yet. But I'm working on a few projects. We're trying to set up some stuff. All I can say is just keep watching, listeners, because we're getting ready to bring it to you. But it has to be brought to you correctly and in the right way. And I'm still doing surveys out here, as she was ready. I want to bring it, but believe me, it is going to be wrong. So get ready to buy that ticket, because we don't want to leave you smelling the jet fuel. Okay, we don't want to do that. And on that end, I'm going to call it an evening. It is fine without Friday. Tiffany with an I. I love you. Listeners, have
Thank
a great week. We'll be back for Mind for Monday. Love you. Be safe out there. Bye.
Collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.